every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bowling Brook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3 for our Weber cookout. Mention this radio ad, it will save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions this fall for Big Ten football at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. Let's start with Cubs baseball.
The issue Joe has is I don't care where you put guys in the lineup. If they're not hitting, they're not hitting. I mean, that makes it look bad, and it makes it tough for the offense to get rolling. And because of that, guys like Anthony aren't getting pitched to. You know, that's why his on-base percentage is sky high while he's hitting 250 because he's walking two or three times a game. Guys just have to hit. It's just that simple.
That was 670 The Score's Ron Coomer talking to Mullie and Hanley this morning about the Cubs' leadoff predicament. Cubs open a weekend set in Pittsburgh tonight. Cubs and Bucks will wear throwback uniforms tonight that honor the Negro Leagues. Eddie Butler headed to the mound to face Trevor Williams in this one. Pirates lead the 2017 series 4-2. As for the Cubs, they're hoping to get back to 500 tonight and catch the Brewers. Milwaukee leading the NL Central by 2.5 games over the Cubs. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 tonight here on 670 The Score. Meanwhile, on the south side, Matt Davidson is red hot, having homered in 4 straight games.
You know, it proves, you know, all the hard work that you've done and that it can happen, and it can happen consistently. So, yeah, definitely, you know, I mean, I came off a bad 2 weeks, you know, and now I'm hit 4 games in a row. So I do know that it is ups and downs. And like I said, I mean, it is pretty fun doing that.
Davidson, no doubt, hoping to hit a few more north of the border this weekend as the Sox open a series with the Blue Jays tonight. Jose Quintana facing Joe Biagini in Game 1. First pitch, 6:07 from the Rogers Center. At the U.S. Open, Ricky Fowler tied for the lead with Paul Casey. Five players are two shots back at 5-under. Sergio Garcia lurking, moving up the leaderboard. He's now at 3-under. But Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, all in danger of missing the cut if they don't play much better today. Jordan Spieth currently tied for 54th place at 1-over. And in completely normal news that I'm sure will end well, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark during Shark Week on Discovery Channel. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for the updates. Joe Ostrowski had them earlier in the day and the show. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Ray Diaz does fine work as well. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests today, Jonah Carey from CBS Sports and Rich Campbell from the Tribune about Bears Camp. On Monday, Jeff Passan and his regular Monday baseball hit and more.
Bernstein and Goff are in on the Friday before Father's Day. How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
I'm great. I'm full. I just came from the CBS Radio Culinary Kitchen.
Oh, that's right. You were doing something. We were
invited. I got to
host a show with Jamie Pervyance, who's the master griller for Weber.
Oh, wow.
And all sorts of grilling tips. He's got a new book out. He's a James Beard Award nominated author. And oh my God, he made the filet mignons that had to be 3 inches thick and made these unbelievable crostini with horseradish and a balsamic onion jam, and then did a bruschetta with an eggplant caponata with capers and olives and goat cheese.
You had me at balsamic onion jam.
Yeah, that's right. That's right up your alley.
I am a spicy, savory jam kind of guy.
Well, then you would have liked the horseradish sour cream mixture with the chives top of the big slab of rare meat. Oh, man.
Not a horseradish guy, though.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't speak to me for some reason. Even though I have it in Jewish tradition, it still doesn't speak to me.
Okay.
Horseradish spice like that?
Really? You'd go to Lowry's or get a real thing of prime rib and not get the horseradish cream with it?
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, keep it.
All right.
How about Jason, are you a wasabi guy? You have sushi, you like wasabi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had sushi last night. Did the wasabi thing.
I can't do the wasabi.
I'm a dollop of wasabi in the soy. Dissolve it in the soy.
I'm soft that. I know. I like sriracha. I like that profile of spice. But something about the wasabi or the horseradish in terms of what it does to
opening
the
you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Makes me uncomfortable.
So like with your egg rolls, no mustard?
None of the yellow spicy mustard.
No Chinese hot mustard. It's like life's not worth living.
If you went to my apartment in the 90s, you found a drawer full of yellow mustard.
Yeah, mine too, because I save it.
I'd kill the duck sauce, but the yellow mustard would just remain. Find use for the soy before that.
All right, so we know what Speaks doesn't eat now.
This has been a productive day.
Yep. Yeah. Slow Friday. Yes. Between that and the Tribune's broadcaster rankings, we got everything we need to move us on through.
We drafted an NFL booth today, a three-man NFL broadcast booth.
Well, how?
I don't know. It just happened.
No, I'm saying like what happened?
Who would take a play-by-play broadcaster and two color commentators? Oh. We put around real quick.
If you could build a booth.
Like all-time booth, you get them in their prime.
Get anybody in their prime. Michaels? Michaels as your number one play-by-play guy? Enberg? Summerall?
Not Enberg.
No.
Cosell?
I didn't live through the Cosell.
See, here's the thing. This is I want to get into this too with these baseball rankings. Is it about nostalgia? Is it about overweighting what makes you feel good because it brings back your childhood? Or is it actively trying to determine who is the best at the job? Because any list that is Jack Brickhouse ahead of Len Casper is just wrong. And I understand he was Jack Brickhouse, and here's the unhappy totals for you. Hey, hey, wee. But no, he's just not better objectively than Len Casper at that job.
But you could still be nostalgic and a guy still be good.
Like that's absolutely true.
Vin Scully.
That's absolutely true. But it's rare for when you're actually right, when your nostalgia is actually correct.
Yeah, right? Baseball itself lends itself to the nostalgia.
Well, but how about in terms of a product of the era? Because the thing about Scully is he stuck around long enough to adjust a little bit. He started including a few more things. You know, what would Brickhouse or Carey have done now?
Drunks.
Yeah. Be careful. Hey! You don't get too many fluids in that man.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You think Brickhouse or Harry would have run downstairs to check on Todd Frazier? They might have.
It's an all-timer.
It might have.
That was an all-time moment. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go check on him.
Yeah.
You got it, Stone Pony. You
check on him in San Diego when they launch his ass there in trade deadline.
And get nothing for
him.
Right.
You know. Yeah, no Cubs last night. You know, your Sox played during the day. So yesterday was kind of a really
opportunity.
But it felt like something was missing.
It's baseball season, baby.
Yeah.
And when the Cubs aren't playing, all of a sudden it's White Sox season. That's all you got.
You could have come out to Wells Park last night.
I could have.
Some exciting baseball going on.
Yeah. Well, you know,
room for you there.
I don't want to really be anywhere that my child isn't on the diamond. I mean, then you get that weird "whose kid are you watching here" thing.
Eagle Scouts.
Say you're a scout. There's people come by watch games all the time.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's
the hang out.
Yeah, people are at the park walking their dogs or playing with their kids, and they come by. Somebody was on the minor field hitting 16-inch softball. Like 300 feet. There were some huge, they look like serious 16-inch players that were practicing. This guy was hitting bombs.
They were only 16 inches tall. A bunch of 16-inch players.
Zone.
Oh, that like, takes us back to the man versus beast thing we watched today.
Or it's like the 9/11 protesters, right?
So Parkins, somehow we ended up talking about that TV show, Man versus Beast. And then we spent a break watching an elephant versus 40 dwarves
pulling a DC-10 aircraft.
Trying to pull an airplane.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's an amazing YouTube video. Wildly offensive.
And the 40...
Wow, is it funny.
The 40 dwarves, it looks like a preschool class that's out for a walk.
They're not even slaves. Like, why is it offensive?
I don't know. Like,
everybody's tied together with one giant...
I mean, they can't do it. Well, they kind of... I mean, there was like animal protest groups that went against this show. Like, awesome. Not the dwarf episode, I understand. Okay. It was just...
Like, what is that casting call like?
That's what we said.
Like, all right.
Dwarves needed.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your agent.
We got a job for you.
$400. Right. You got to help pull it.
It's more than the Macy's gig.
What does it pay?
You're pulling a plane. Did you say plane or train?
I'm in.
39? Okay, I'm still in. Right. I'll pull that.
Can my wife come along? We're trying to double the household income. No, man. It's real out there. You got to get work any way you can.
It's a gig economy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The girlfriend watches this home show, Nate and Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. So it's Nate Berkus, right? And so she's fast-forwarding through, and I think I saw three different commercials for the vertically challenged shows. Like nine.
Oh, the house, the little people.
The
house?
Little people and like
tiny houses.
Nine little Johnstons.
No, tiny houses was different.
It's different, I know.
There's
and
another one,
weird.
Like nine little Johnstons and it's nine people in one family or something. Yeah. It's like just one after another. Like, my God.
As a kid, I was scared of them.
And you know, porn fetishists are the ones watching too. It has to be like a dog that whistle for dwarf porn.
Says
people.
Way more about you.
It's just the second time the dwarf porn's come up in transition last month.
Because my buddy, I have a buddy who, like, yes, he enjoys seeing them perform. So, I whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? But as a kid, I was scared of them.
You were scared of dwarves or midgets?
Yeah,
or the like?
Yeah, because you know you're a little person. He's a little person, and
he's smoking.
He looks like he's grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
right. You know what freaked me out? Remember? You know the disease,
the aging disease.
The disease where like children age, their features age like decades. So. Like, oh my God, there's like 7 or 8 year old kids who look like 70s.
Really? Yeah, you'd turn on Phil Donahue and one of them would be sitting.
Or That's Incredible. I think I saw it on That's Incredible.
That's disgusting. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Everybody sucks. Welcome to That's Unfortunate.
You know, that's called the news.
Yeah. I want to produce That's Unfortunate.
You just go through all the resumes of people that you find unfortunate. Yeah. Come on down to That's Unfortunate. We've got a microwave for you and a $50 gift card to Hub 51.
I wonder if Gordon Beckham is still tight with the Hub 51 people.
I thought you said Gordon Beckham was on That's Unfortunate.
Could have been. Well, you know. Hey, Gordon got paychecks at the end when he shouldn't have been getting paychecks too, right? Didn't the Angels give him a little money at the end?
He kept going.
Braves too. Like,
the Giants. He was in the playoffs last year. He couldn't play, but he's on that roster.
I was a top seven pick, and I made a couple of all rookie teams, and then I got around the league a couple of times, and people realized I wasn't very good.
That's unfortunate.
I really looked the part, and I loved the game, and I gave my whole career to being the best player I could possibly be, and there was really nothing standing in my way, and nice I got every guy. Opportunity, and I treat people well, and I just can't play baseball well enough to stay.
Yeah, Gordon Beckham, is in the minors for the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy right now. You're going to have to he's drag not going him anywhere. Off a ball.
Yes. Get in those checks.
Yeah.
Sioux City Knock Canaries.
He'll probably be somebody's minor league manager and then become a great major league manager with a regular career, and he can talk to you about going through things. Yeah.
Here you go. 3 hours ago, this news search tells me that Tacoma answered in the top of the next frame when Gordon Beckham hit an RBI single.
There it is.
All right.
He had a big hit last night.
Man, it's like the dudes who
chasing the dream.
It's like the dudes who can't stop playing basketball. You know, it's like the basketball gods.
There's our list right over there.
The basketball gods have told you to go somewhere else, and then you've been like, no, I'm here.
We looked up
what other skills I have yet.
You probably remember this name. The name Ken the Animal Bannister came up in our conversation with Kenny Smith. And Jason never heard of Ken the Animal Bannister, who had a horrible keloid skin problem. And he had these giant growths all over him, and every time he'd have surgery to remove them, they would grow back worse. And I read the list of teams for which Ken Bannister played. All the countries, all the leagues.
Nicknames of those teams, too.
And Jason says, that's a guy that really loves playing basketball doesn't want to do anything else ever.
Just trying to get checks. You know, if you're paying, he's going to play. I'll never forget talking to Kenny Anderson about that. We had a 45-minute interview at Stats Sports Bar and Grill in Atlanta. He was walking around, and I was like, "Yo, that's Kenny Anderson!" As a kid, Kenny Anderson was a god,
dude. Hooper.
Like everything that he did was of legend.
I remember he had arthroscopic surgery while at Carolina and came back like 3 weeks later,
balling, and it was terrific for the Nets.
Yes, sir.
He just didn't have any direction. And at the end, he talked about like the last 3 or 4 years of his career when he was in
Georgia Tech,
Portland, and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kenny Anderson, did you say?
Yeah.
My bad. I was thinking Kenny Smith.
Oh, no. Yeah, and he talked about the last 3 years of his career. He was like, man, I was just trying to get a check. He's like, I fell out of love with the game. People were still paying me to play the game. He was an alcoholic. I mean, you know, he abused people. Like, it got really, really dark. And I was saying to myself, like, yeah, man, this is one of those things where at 35, 36, something that you love tells you can't do it anymore. And then what? You know?
Sure.
I mean, there's going to be that day for all of us where somebody's like, you know what? We don't want you to do this anymore. And somebody's going to have to find a different avenue or try to do what you love just on a lesser level.
But to have that happen at 36 years old.
Yeah, these guys have to find it before they hit the middle of their lives.
So when we talked to Ricky Davis, it was the same thing. He played for 7 different NBA teams, played in the D League, played in basketball in 3 different countries, and then he's playing in the Big 3. He's like, yeah, there's a check attached to it. I love playing basketball.
There's a Stefan Marbury movie coming. They're working on a Stefan Marbury movie.
He made a lot of money in China.
Monuments dedicated to that man.
They wrote a musical.
He has 3 statues.
Yeah.
3 statues. And he's starring in the movie.
He's starring in the movie?
He's playing himself.
He's playing Stefan Marbury in the movie. Like, yeah, he's doing the whole thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a great Real Sports piece on like how big of a deal he is in China.
Huge.
It sounds like Apocalypse Now. Kurtz like goes to the little island because they make him the king because they think he's right.
They think
what Marbury's doing the basketball version.
And Stefan Marbury, I mean, he could have been somebody's backup point guard for a little bit, but he's like, no, I'm gonna go get dough over here where they treat me like a god.
The same thing happened. There was a guy named Tony Harris who actually was a guest on the station many, many years ago. Tony Harris was a minor league basketball legend. I had a couple of cups of coffee, one with the Lakers, and he went to the Philippines, and he became one of the great Filipino sports hero, or like not just sports heroes,
he's like icon.
He scored 105 points in a game, and he then became a television action star. He was Tony Hurricane Harris. It was like a Miami Vice kind of show where he was the star of the show. It was like the most watched television show there.
Tremendous.
And like you say, like people painting murals of him in cities.
His basketball guy, Johnny Drama.
Right, he was just a guy. You know, he was, I mean, a flashy player. The only guy I ever see do a bounce the ball off the floor 360 dunk in a game.
It is.
In a game, at a key moment in the game, to take the lead on a breakaway to bounce it off the floor in 360.
All right, before we leave, we need to figure out who the hosts are of That's Unfortunate. Because it was Fran Tarkenton, Davidson.
So we would need another former quarterback.
Yeah, Texter says Tim Tebow is the host of That's Unfortunate.
Hi, and welcome to That's Unfortunate. And it's really,
I love stuff.
It's really too bad that this happened to you, because I had some things happen to me too, but because of my faith, everything's going to be fine. So everything will be fine for you too.
It'll be Tebow and Jamarcus. Back to you, Jamarcus. Jamarcus is fumbling with the double cup. Let me put this down before I...
Who was the woman? Who was the blonde? It was
Kathy Lee Crosby.
Joe Theismann's wife at the time, right?
Kathy, I think so.
Or am I getting her mixed up with JoJo Starbuck, the skater?
That was Terry Bradshaw's.
What was that? I believe she was with Joe Theismann at the time.
Right.
And there's always this weird thing about, like, because Tarkenton's right there, and then you get confused because you know there's a quarterback involved. And like, which one? So yeah, we've got to have like Ryan Leaf,
Tebow.
That'd be good.
Ryan Leaf and Tebow.
I heard you guys talking about
Jen
Sturger yesterday. You were talking about buying Ryan Leaf for $200.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of a Leaf. Wrigley.
Can you believe that?
But save your fine china.
Would you do that?
Buy a Leaf
for $200.
Dude. How do you authenticate a Leaf?
That's what I'm saying. What I said yesterday.
It's absurd. You could walk over to Harm's Woods. And like, here, I'm going to cut some leaf off. Right, here you go.
Right. It's dirt from the field.
Right. I'm in the forest preserve, and now I'll sell you these leaves for $200.
The Blackhawks sold vials of water.
Yes, they did.
For $99.
The Royals did the same thing, called it fountain water.
Jay Zawoski bought one of those vials of water.
He did? Must be a proud moment. Put it in the scotch.
But then we were kind of making fun of people, and somebody called. I saw the guy in the line. And there was a guy, Stew and Champagnes had bought six leaves.
Wow.
Like, yeah, one money man. Though.
Yeah, we thought this is going to be great. And he's in a fraternity at the University of Illinois, and it was a hustle.
You're going to flip them.
They already had priced in secondary market value.
So
they had
triple their money.
His friend's dad put up a free loan.
He knew it was going to...
They did all their research.
Secondary market is happening for the Leafs?
Yeah, because he knows Cubs fans are goofballs.
Yep, going to double their money at a minimum. And he said three of the Leafs they're going to smoke just because.
Oh, that reminds me.
I would like to become friends with this individual. What a hero.
That's what I said. I said, you're going to do very well for yourself.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I was in a smoke shop yesterday. I'm in one of those smoke shops. It's getting something.
You were in a head shop yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. It was not a head shop. It's a smoke shop. You can get all sorts of stuff for tobacco and otherwise.
You were in a head shop.
But what psychedelic glass pipe were you buying?
No. I had to get something else. But I was there, and they had all the light. I needed a lighter for something. And I saw all the lighters, and like, there were a bunch of White Sox lighters, a bunch of Bears lighters, Bulls lighters, Blackhawks lighters. I said, where are the Cubs lighters? He says, oh, yeah, we can't keep those in stock.
Sold out? That's unbelievable.
That's big business.
I thought you were going to say Al lighter.
I had to admit where I was just to tell the story. He said, every time we get them, we sell out immediately.
Yeah.
That's
those
hysterical.
Are my people.
You slap a Cubs logo on anything.
Logo on a big lighter and it sells faster.
I have been tracking the sales of Rizzo's and Zorilla and Ross. And they're just not moving. They keep putting them.
Because you don't need to eat that.
They're moving them around.
The cereal probably sucks.
The Jewel on Roscoe and Western, they've been repositioning these cereals.
Dude.
And then they keep dropping the price. They finally tossed out all the Duncan Keith Crunch. That was down to 88 cents.
The only people who buy that don't buy it to eat it. You buy it to like put it on a shelf.
Or your kid is tugging on your shirt and saying, it's great.
But I mean, we already know what the Hall of Famers are in that aisle. You don't need to incorporate some newness. Like, I'm not going to start eating something else when Cinnamon Toast Crunch has been taking care of me all my life.
It's been perfected.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Get out of here with that trash.
What do you guys got today?
Ben Lindbergh is going to join us. We need to
talk about
this because he did the work. The guy's done the heavy lifting. He and Lichtman put in the time, and they fronted the study. So we'll talk to him, and then Dan Hayes on the White Sox and all kinds of other stuff. I want to get this broadcaster list is still angering me because it's just wrong. I love Phil Rosenthal, but it's just wrong.
Bring him on. Yell at him.
Oh, it's no fun to yell at Phil. He's too nice.
Wait a minute. So if a person's nice, you can't yell at them?
Oh, I can. It's just not as much fun. I can yell at anybody.
I'm still trying to figure this out. All right, that's what we got today.
Sounds good. They're yeah. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning from 8 to 10, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito.
This is a new year with new challenges, including better teams in the National League.
Inside the Clubhouse, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
You can't get up too early to talk Chicago baseball.
Right, Chris Sale?
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. One of the more ridiculous internet exercises takes place the day after a championship is decided. The morning after the Golden State Warriors won the NBA title, the internet was full of headlines that said, Warriors favored to win again next year. Sure, without knowing what moves teams are going to make in the offseason, it makes perfect sense to start picking a winner, which is why it was laughable last November when the Cubs were still drenched in champagne for people to read predictions that said, Cubs-Indians favored to rematch next year. Well, here we are almost halfway through next year, and both teams are struggling to stay above 500. The Cubs are 32-33, and the Indians are 32-31. Fortunately for them, both central divisions aren't exactly chock-a-block with top teams right now. The Cubs only trail the Milwaukee Brewers by 2.5 games, and the Indians are 2 games behind the Minnesota Twins. Hey, is it time to predict the 2018 World Series yet? I'm John Feinstein.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way. With aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with 3 LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
.com. There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. What are you doing? Get yourself over there. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale, hanging out with a sale, dancing with another sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all financing in lieu of rebates.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 25% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Equinox LTs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids.
kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions this fall for Big Ten football at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Well, after 65 games, the Cubs are not where most fans expected them to be, sitting a game below 500 and 2.5 games behind Milwaukee in the division. So if you're frustrated with what you've seen so far, Cubs GM Jed Hoyer knows how you feel.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating, you know, from all, you know, coaches, players, front office. I think that we just haven't been able to get hot.
Jed Hoyer talking to Mully and Hanley. You can hear the rest of that interview at mullyandhanley.com. As for the Cubs, they open a weekend set in Pittsburgh tonight. They'll send Eddie Butler to the mound for game one. He'll face Trevor Williams. Butler allowed 3 runs on 6 hits and 5 innings in his last start against the Rockies. He's only produced 1 quality start in 6 tries this season. Cubs and Bucks from Pittsburgh tonight. Pregame starts at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. As for the White Sox, they're 5-5 in the last 10 games after taking 3 of 4 from Baltimore. Today, the Sox head north to face off with the Blue Jays. Jose Quintana gets the start against Joe Biagini. First pitch from the Rogers Center tonight at 6:07. Day 2 at the U.S. Open is in full swing. Ricky Fowler tied for the lead with Paul Casey. 5 players, 2 shots back at 5 under. Sergio Garcia finishes his day at 3 under. In NBA draft news, Lonzo Ball still considering talking to teams that have lottery picks lower than the Lakers, according to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. Ball still has no plans to speak with the Celtics, though. And in hockey, the Blackhawks have hired Don Granato and Ulf Samuelson as assistant coaches. Shell thinks you deserve to be rewarded today with instant gold status. That means you can save on every fill every day at Shell. So come on and get your instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program at fuelrewards.com/gold or download the app. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
LexusofNaperville.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Tristan Thompson finds James.
I don't know about this, but Rihanna just walked in front of me. Are you kidding me?
Makes a spectacular play like this, and that's what you deal with?
Yeah. What a play.
For the first time this year, we have an official yarmulke. And why this is important is it belongs to Larry, my dearly departed dog, for his bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah? Of course,
yes. You can't possibly get it.
You couldn't possibly want it.
We're with Brian, a big Cubs fan. How long have you been a Cubs fan, Brian?
By birth, I suppose. So about 34 years.
World Series is pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it was the best thing since 83.
It was better than 83.
Better than 83.
83 Nation.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Happy Friday indeed. Bernstein and Golf with you. We'll be joined by Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer at 2:30. Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet checks in with White Sox stuff from Toronto. I imagine that's where he is. It's at 3:40. And then we're out a little bit early for Cubs Pirates at 5:30 today, so you have to listen harder. There'll be some surprises, we think. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at bernsteingoff@670thescore.com. And there, you can listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. He's at Jason1Goff. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. We have a website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You can always interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com is where you can find our video feed that is brought to you by our friends at American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
It's the Cosby 16 hours, guys. How are you feeling? It's the Cosby.
Dude,
if you couldn't hear, that was Bill Cosby walking out of the courtroom and someone yelled a Fat Albert line at him and he responded with oh man, that and the show with the B on the pen. I think Fat Albert showed within that show, but he was
the Brown Hornet.
No, there was he had a pen with a bumblebee in the
picture
end.
Picture pages.
Is that what it was? And it made the noise every time he wrote on the
grab
on the whiteboard.
Grab a pencil or a pen. It's time to have some fun again. It's time Bill Cosby does another picture page with you.
Okay. Yeah. I grew up on
picture
that.
Picture pages. Lots of fun with the
X. Fat Albert taught me not to do drugs because you'd look like a weird schizoid out there. You know, it was, yeah, I learned a lot from Fat Albert.
The Brown Hornet was part of Fat Albert. That was the superhero and it is super plain.
I don't remember that.
You remember that? It was one of the cartoons within Fat Albert.
Within Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all I remember is Dumb Donald and Mushmouth. Yeah.
Russell.
Oh, Russell, come on. Yeah, those are the days, man.
Like school during Christmas.
no class. Yeah. Now I'm going to go back and watch some Fat Albert episodes on the old Amazon Fire Stick.
And he's probably a rapist.
Hey!
Might not find him guilty.
You
but,
got me there.
But I think he might have the whole reasonable doubt thing, and what often happens with. And if you look at what the jury is asking about, I don't think we're going to get the verdict we want, which is him behind bars for the rest of his life.
Camille hasn't been very present during these trials. She's kind of stayed away.
Busy.
Yeah.
Like she's got other things
Keisha Knight Pulliam pulled up on him, and Felice Rashad pulled up on him in court, but
probably better than
old Camille Cosby doesn't want to. I mean, it's something for your man to be on trial for rape.
Multiple rapes.
Don't get me wrong, but nobody wants to be embarrassed. You know, like, you not only are you taking something that isn't yours or enforcing yourself on people, but there's 60 public affairs that you did outside of your marriage. So I don't blame Camille Cosby for not showing up when old Bill needs her.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
LeBron will opt out of contract in 2018 to form a super team and defend himself in L.A., league sources tell The Vertical. Tim, reading that, do you think it's a possibility? Do you think it's reality? Or do you think it's a fallacy?
It's definitely a possibility. It's between a possibility and reality.
there's a few layers there.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what they're talking about. Second of all, it was a fake tweet.
Right.
It was fake Waj.
So they went on for a few minutes on their debate show where you get points. And Tim Cowlishaw said it was between a possibility and a reality. There are a lot of things that I think fall in between that.
Information that was false and fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't come out of the A block with something that isn't vetted.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Speed's going to finish up plus one. Oh, my God. Oh. What? Did you see that? He missed him like 3 inches. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh my God, I've never seen anybody miss from that close. That's Adam Scott. I have never seen any. Adam Scott was tapping in and he missed the tap in. All right, so Spieth plus one.
You're on the radio.
Right.
Right?
Entertainment.
This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit. With same-day and weekend appointments, you can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. All right, unless I'm missing something, unless I'm...
Yeah, you're up in arms.
Unless
about
I'm
this.
Confused, and it's possible that I'm confused.
No.
But Phil Rosenthal ranked the top 15 play-by-play broadcasters. He ranked them, and I guess I can't quibble with one person's thoughts here.
Right.
But first of all, Lenny Seventh is just insane. Because it's just that's wrong. Where in God's name is John Weideman on this list? Because you talk about the toughest
job.
Now,
is this locally, nationally?
Local. This is local Chicago broadcasters in the major sports. And if you're actually debating the merits of how well someone does the job. And I like to say, having done a lot of play-by-play in my career, I've done radio, I've done television, I've done basketball, baseball, football, and I even did a little bit of hockey in college. There is no more difficult radio play-by-play job in the world, outside of perhaps boxing, than hockey. And John Weideman is a craftsman of the highest order. And I'm looking at a list that's got Joe McConnell's a fine workmanlike guy, but for then the top 15? Are you out of your damn fool mind? I mean, that's just simply the nuts and bolts of doing the work of how, you know, how hard it is,
action.
How hard it is. And you can tell.
Plays
and you can, yes, yeah. It's not just, and some guys are behind. You can tell the guys who are still describing a play that was over 3 seconds ago.
Right.
Because we know like in basketball, the effects mics are right there. You can hear the ball hit the rim. You can hear a whistle blow.
If you hear the puck clang off the crossbar all of a sudden, and you're still talking about what happened in the blue line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't have one of these sync-up radios that we're selling here, if you know how to listen, you know who's behind and who's on it. And to do a hockey broadcast where you are describing it as you are seeing it, not after, but as you are seeing it and describing it to people who can't see it. Come on.
No,
that's crazy.
No, Weidman's terrific.
That's crazy.
But give me some names on the list. Let's have a little background here for the people who didn't read the piece.
Yeah, I should get to the criteria first. And it's subjective. It is completely right. Subjective.
You like what you like.
Yeah, you notice this list? Mm-hmm. I'm always making lists.
Yep.
He said critical. This is Phil Rosenthal, whose work I love, and this is his opinion. He said critical considerations include insights, enthusiasm, clarity, how well they and their style wear with the audience over the years, fan affection, candor, and memorable moments, never mind that sometimes those qualities conflict. Bottom line, the best announcers make the games they call more engaging, more fun, more interesting. Everyone who served as a regular play-by-play or color voice of a Chicago pro team in 1977 or after was eligible if they worked at least 5 seasons here.
Okay, so right in my alley.
If the bulk of their career predated 1977.
Okay.
And, you know, my personal favorite on the list and the guy after whom whose style I sort of patterned myself as a kid. And it's why calling basketball was always my first love. And basketball, the radio, was my first love, was Jim Durham.
I was going to say, where's Durham?
He's fourth.
Okay.
It's Harry Carey is number one. Jack Brickhouse, number two. And I never thought Brickhouse was particularly good.
Didn't get to sample his work.
I just never thought he was very good. And I didn't have that much affection for any of it either, because it was too hokey for me.
I got you.
Pat Foley, third. Jim Durham, fourth. Then Wayne Larrivee, Pat Hughes, Len Casper, Ken Harrelson, Don Drysdale, Jeff Joniak, Neil Funk, Chuck Swirsky, Vince Lloyd, Tom Brenneman, and Joe McConnell.
All right. If I was going to switch some things around, I'd have Hawk higher. I'd have Hawk.
That didn't take long.
Well, you know what it is. I'd have Hawk right in that Len Casper range.
Okay.
Because Len is seventh.
Well, he is. He's
list.
Right behind him. Hawk's eighth.
Okay. Yeah. So seventh, eighth. All right. So who am I dropping then? I mean, Wayne was the voice of my childhood Bears experience.
Bears. I was not a fan of his Bulls work.
Okay.
Not a fan. I didn't think he knew the game all that well, and he used verbs oddly. And I never liked I had a pet peeve with Wayne's basketball call.
Okay.
We have a foul coming up on. No, it's not coming up. It's not a delayed call. The foul is not coming up. There was a foul that is in the past tense.
Okay.
And I just hated foul coming up on. That and his use of the word clears, which is he's the only broadcaster I've ever heard refer to somebody shooting a jumper as clearing.
Clearing a shot?
No, he would say, like a guy coming around a screen, and he would say, like, Brand clears and misses from 18. Like, what are you talking? Clear, because it's the wrong use of the word.
He's making
basketball, to clear is to grab a defensive rebound.
Mm-hmm.
You've cleared the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So that always, so those are my quibbles there.
I'm going to have to move Foley down a little bit.
That's another style. See, Foley, I grew up with, he did radio or simulcast.
Mm-hmm. And Foley is legendary in this city. I'm not knocking him. Because I feel like anytime, especially in the climate that we're in when we talk about lists, anytime you say a guy should be moved down, it's like, oh, you're saying he sucks? No, I'm not saying anybody sucks. I just think, I was a fan of Len from the moment he came to this city. Len has guided Cubs fans through some terrible seasons and done it in a professional manner. I think he gives room for his color analyst to set up and set up tent and, you know, make sure that everybody understands what's happening baseball wise. I thought him and Brindley were terrific together. I think that he and JD are as relaxed and as fun a broadcast as you'll find. So and it's not just because he's on the station. I've been a big fan of Len Casper from the moment he touched down in this city. So I think Len should be a little higher. I think Hawk should be a little higher as well, just because of what he meant through that whole 90s. You know, that the 90s baseball on the South Side was pretty damn fun with a young team, an MVP candidate year in and year out, and Frank Thomas. I mean, you had character on the team, characters on the team like Ozzie Guillen and Hawk Harrelson, I think just blended into that entire Sox thing for a long time, especially for me as a kid.
There's some of the other missing names here, and I don't necessarily have a problem with it. The names that are notable for their absence are Chip Carey.
Yeah.
And John Rooney.
Yeah.
Who was your White Sox voice for a long time. Ed Farmer is not on this list either. This is your, this is one man's opinion, but the injustice here is simply by the quality of work that he does for great teams. We're talking three cups. We're talking, I mean, at least I've got, you know, talking about memorable calls. At least I have memories because I guess I ended up listening to more hockey than maybe other people did. Just by timing when I was in the car. I don't know. Back and forth from practice, that kind of thing. But
Johnny Red's not on there either.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You read his name? Okay. I must have skipped over it then.
Yeah. Johnny Kerr is fifth in color commentators.
Oh, okay.
But that's a different list.
Okay, two different lists.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Color commentators right. List. This segment has been brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. I'll get the color commentators list. Mm-hmm. We can bring, see if you have any quibbles on that next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com during Truck Month. Visit Apple Chevy and save 21% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Silverado LT pickups. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At Lowe's, we know pros need to give 110% every day. So we'd like to return the favor. This weekend at Lowe's, pro customers can ask to save 10% when you use a Lowe's credit account. That's 10% on purchases in-store and online. Because Lowe's believes that when you give 110% every day, you should save 10% whenever you can. See LowesForPros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Offer valid June 16th and 17th, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
5% off MSRP? Chicagoland knows it's Alpamonte Nissan. Hey, Chicagoland, who has new Nissans with zero APR for 72 months? Chicagoland knows it's Alpamonte Nissan. Who has new 739?
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Cabela's. Give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Shop in-store and online. I've got the list here of the 10. He did 15 play-by-play guys, and Rosenthal's got the 10 top color commentators of the modern radio and television era in Chicago. So get some of those in mind, and we'll see how they match up with yours. And I'll have to look it over again to see if there are any egregious errors. I don't think there are off the top of my head, except one, but I guess I kind of understand what his rationale is. So we'll get to that. Bernstein and Goff, that's what you got on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, sweetie.
Dad? I told you not to call me at work.
Yeah, but I need some style advice.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. All men's styles are on sale now, up to 50% off, with shorts from $12, active from $8, and tees from $5 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
$5?
Plus, the whole store is up to 50% off, so you can get amazing styles for everyone, even me.
Going to Old Navy now.
Oh, and make sure you get something for Father's Day. My treat.
Thanks.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 6/12 to 6/20. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and 2-day-only deals.
Hey, this is Jason Goff here, and if you're not an Xfinity customer, these are the reasons you should be. I am, and you know why? They have thousands of movies and TV shows on demand right now. I'm watching American Gods. I cannot get enough of it because of the way it's shot and some of the more passionate, you know, scenes that occur during the show as well. What you need to do is find yourself an Xfinity X1 box. Hurry and make the switch to Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months, or ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet, now with speeds up to 75 megabits per second. And now, for a limited time only, get free installation. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today. And make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile as well, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus, 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. The offer ends June 21st, so you got to hurry up. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Free installation limited to standard installation on one outlet. Non-standard installation equipment taxes and fees are extra. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabyte service. It may interfere with the satellite signal, causing the picture to freeze or pixelate. But at Xfinity, you get better.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being...